From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays,
the Holy Gospel,
a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, director of St. Mark's. Welcome.
Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus told them this parable. "Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost.' Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I have a mentor who served in the Diocese of Connecticut. I went and worked up there with him for a couple of years, and so I was in Connecticut. And at the Diocesan Council of the Diocese of Connecticut, they were having a debate because a man who owned a part of or a whole part of a casino wanted to give $1 million to the bishop's fund for children. And they were arguing with each other because they didn't want to take that money because it was ill-gotten gain. It was from gambling. And some very well-spoken clergy at the microphone were making their case that this was money from sin, that sinful people had spent their money and wasted it on gambling, and we, the church, should not take this money. And my boss, who was known for getting in trouble with his mouth, which is probably why he was a good mentor for me, stood up at the microphone and said, "Well, I'm for taking the money. I don't know about you, but I take money from sinners every Sunday." And so I feel the children could use this money. And I like that line because I do too. I take money from sinners every Sunday. But it points to the fact that this story that I just read to you that was takes place in antiquity, in Jesus' time, that conversation is still alive today. We are still talking about righteous persons and what righteousness is, and the sinners and the tax collectors over there who we don't want to talk to or have around, much less to dinner, like that guy is doing with them. And so these parables I read you, I just read you two of them. There's actually three in chapter 15. There's the lost sheep, there's the coin, and then there's the prodigal son. They all go together, and they sort of build on each other. But we hold the prodigal son in year C. We like to read that to you sometime around Lent to get you ready to feel better or worse about yourself if you're feeling like you're either spending your inheritance with the pigs or you're the brother in the field. One way or the other, you've got to get right with the Father. Anyway, we've got these two stories. And as I was reading them, they're just ridiculous. And I wish, my prayer for you is that you will oftentimes go into the gospel and go, "What? That makes zero sense. When, particularly where he goes, now which one of you, having 100 sheep, loses one, leaves the 99, and goes and finds the little one that's lost? You would see a bunch of shepherds going, none of us. Not one of us would do that. That's ridiculous. That little thing has probably been eaten by something already. I got 99. I'm going to hedge my bets. I'm going to keep my 99 safe. I'm going to make some more sheep next spring. Thank you. And then the coin one, which is probably a modern description of somebody with obsessive compulsive disorder, who has lost one coin of 10, goes nuts to find it, gets it, and rejoices. Well, she could have probably just taken those 9 other coins and invested them very reasonably and made that one coin or 2 coins more and just sat in her chair and enjoyed television. They make no sense, but that's the point. Our God makes no sense. There's the platypus, but I digress. That was a good joke. That was a really good joke. The platypus, like, it's a duck, lays an egg, it's a mammal, okay. It's an old Robin Williams joke. Anyway, if you read our gospel consistently, God does not behave like human beings, probably because it's a God and we are creatures. And our sense of things actually creates boundaries upon boundaries upon boundaries upon boundaries, and we can't break through. And so to tell you a ridiculous story about your God and what your God would do, would search out to find one that's lost, that's an amazing deity. That's an amazing proclamation. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to let you understand and relax, I am speaking right now to the 99 righteous. You guys do not need repentance. Maybe you do a little, but probably not. It's 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, and you are in church. You're okay. You are not the lost, although you might have been at one point, so you remember. You are in good shape. We have work to do together. Our work is to be ridiculous and to lose our senses and go after that thing which nobody else will go after. And as we go after it, everybody looks at us like we're crazy, like we're absolutely crazy. Those people exist, and they are not but a couple of hundred yards away from the doorway of this church. And you may have been one of them. I think this story helps us remember two things: our call in the gospel to seek the lost, and the fact that probably we were too once, and we have some responses to make. You all are good and kind and lovely and true. And what you do with your goodness and your kindness and your loveliness is important. And so my hope is, on this Sunday, as you hear a ridiculous story, that you won't find it that ridiculous tomorrow, or maybe even later this evening, to commit to yourself to go find a lost person. It takes courage. It takes an awful lot of courage to walk up to somebody you love and say, I think you drink too much. It takes a lot of courage to walk into a troubled relationship and tell two people, you all need to stop hurting each other. It takes a lot of courage to sit with people who have suffered either loss or disease, who don't know which way to go, and all you're called to do is sit there. That's your work. You righteous. That's your call. And I wish you the best, because it's glorious work. Because if you notice, every time the rejoicing and the calling of the neighbors and the angels in heaven and all of us get together and say, amen, welcome here. You were lost. You were found. Amen.
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.